Hello, this is Fairport Talking News, and today we are recording for you the summer 2015 edition of Fareham Borough Council's magazine, Fareham Today. My name is Carl Cater, and I shall be reading the content along with Sally Matson. Susie Lekovich will be at the sound controls. This edition covers a variety of topics, and the front page has a beautiful picture of Swanwick Lakes. Page 2 has a message from the Executive Leader of Fareham Borough Council, Councillor Sean Woodward. Summer is a fun time for everyone, and this issue includes lots of things that are happening across the borough that you can all enjoy in the warmer and colder months. A new skate park was installed in Park Lane earlier this year and has already proved very popular with the younger residents. It's much bigger and has more features for skateboarders, scooters and BMX riders to enjoy. The new play area for the little ones is also complete and has recently opened at the site. Work on the new Holly Hill Leisure Centre in the Western Wards has started and plans are well underway, ready for it to open next summer. Access All Areas is running during the summer holidays again this year. The scheme offers 11 to 17 year olds free outdoor activities across various locations in the borough. We are also introducing mini play festivals for the younger children, which will run alongside Access All Areas. We welcomed the new mayor and mayoress in May. Councillor Mike Ford and his wife Anne will be supporting the Dave Wellman Cancer Trust and Gosport and Fareham Inshore Rescue Service as their chosen charities this year. There will be various events that you can go along to throughout the year to help raise money for these causes. Lots of exciting things have been happening at Daedalus. The Innovation Centre is successfully up and running after it was completed earlier this year. The Council also invested £1.5 million into a new and improved runway, and the airfield was granted a Civil Aviation Authority CAA aerodrome licence. All of the land at Daedalus in the Fareham boundary has also now been handed over to the Council. Finally, both the Wellbourne Plan and the Development Sites and Policies Plan for the borough have recently been adopted and put in place by the Council. We will be telling you more about these in the near future. And page 3 of the magazine has an index to the contents with pictures of the various features.